Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program, we can get his attention right now.
I'm here, buddy.
There, give him a couple of those hits over there. I'll take care of it. The one and only, the legend, the all-pro defensive end, the great actor, the iconic actor, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Is that me?
That's you, Fred.
Great to be with you.
Thank you, Fred.
Mike Horn, great to be with you.
Good to be with you, Fred.
And
Dreyer.
Also great to be with our tremendous listening and viewing audience.
And I got to say one thing here. We want to thank Gail, who sent you Kit Kat bars. Apparently, yeah. Though, Gail sent them to you and none to moi. So apparently you have all the Kit Kats. Is that correct?
I'm going to throw you a bag of them right now.
You are going to get some. No, you'll knock the cameras down. I know you will, but I'll get some. So you're going to share with me. But thank you, Gail. That was very nice. I noticed they went to Fred Dreyer. It doesn't say Mike Horn, just care of CRN. But those are your Kit Kat bars. That's great. Now,
share my Kit Kat.
These are the raspberry creams.
Yes, they are.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that.
That's nice.
I greatly appreciate that, Gail.
Yeah, we got lots to talk about on the show today. There's the coronavirus scare is getting into sports. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. The whole baseball sign stealing scare and the debacle is still going on. We got that to talk about here as well too. And just a whole. How's your week going? Is your week going good, Fred Dreyer? Good. Everything seemed to.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a big kudo here. You, Mike Horn.
Me, okay. You got 30 seconds.
Helping me get my new Samsung TV hooked up. 58-inch TV. Put it back in my my living room. I've got the Wi-Fi. I've got the new boxes. I've got the new clickers. And I've got the new lineup of exciting action-packed sports stuff. I got the Dodger package. I got the Laker pack. I got it all now. Thanks to you.
Well, we'll talk about that on the show today as well, too. I want to remind you, you can follow Fred on Twitter. It's Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email Fred. We got a lot of emails again today. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
A little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog died? Your girlfriend left you?
No. The pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting 4 phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxy for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Ready to own your first real home? The road to unrenting can get a bit rocky. It takes a reliable partner to right wrong turns. That's the role of a realtor, an expert voice of reason helping you navigate the rigmarole of real estate, a trusted ally who knows and represents your rights, so you get all the right guidance on your journey home. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Don't go out to eat, go out to Eat-a at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. Hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch? It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth. Go out to Eat-a at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
Welcome back here into the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dry. Yeah, it was a big weekend last weekend. You know, we do our big weekend edition here, the Sports Lounge, and after the show, we all headed over to Fred Dreyer's house, and you actually purchased a, you're getting ready for baseball season, a big screen 58-inch Jobby, right?
Right.
You wanted it a certain size because you had a corner that you wanted to fit it into your actual living room.
Well, actually, as I say, you know, it goes back to my Wayne Gretzky story.
Yes.
But yeah. I have my Sony. I had my big Sony, Master Blaster 7000.
This was a
60-inch screen.
Big.
And after about 12, 13 years, it just took it's a back projection screen. It wasn't a tube.
Do they
screen.
Still make those back projector models anymore?
I guess they do. Sure they do.
I don't think so, but that's okay.
Doesn't Shatner have one hanging?
He has a front projection. He has the projector that shoots it onto the big garage door size screen. Shatner, our buddy, has got a huge one. But you've got a 58 inches, pretty good. This is thin and not too heavy.
It's about an inch thick, maybe. Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
And so we put this together for Fred, took it out of the box and hooked it all up and discovered you had some ancient cable boxes, I believe from the caveman cable system. CCS, caveman cable system.
Yes.
The picture was not that good a quality for a 4K high definition.
The little box they put down there was from Warner, and then when Warner got rid of their company. And
just
sold
known
it
as
to,
Warner at the time.
Yeah, they sold it to Spectrum.
Gronk. I believe it was Gronk Warner. That was a caveman thing. And so you had the old boxes there from Century Cable, maybe even older. It had a click on it. You get channel 52 on one or 2 through 13 on the others. Anyway, so they came today, I guess, and fixed you all up with new cable boxes. And you had your computer hooked up to your Wi-Fi. This is something we should share with our audience. If you have Spectrum Cable and you were an old Time Warner customer, as you were, Fred, they charge you sometimes more because you've got the whole house VCR. You might have something that you paid more for, and they don't do discounts on it anymore. So you should call your cable company and maybe switch out to the new Spectrum package, which you did. You got a speedier connection to your computer, and you didn't have Wi-Fi in that house of yours. You couldn't hook up any of your Wi-Fi radios. Now you can.
Now I can't yell out tunes I want to hear.
Yeah, you've got the Amazon. You had an Amazon Echo, but it wasn't hooked up. It was still in the box because you had no Wi-Fi it to.
What am I going to yell at?
So we're going to do that because you love those things. You come to my house and you yell at it to play doo-wop tunes from the 50s.
Yeah, I go outside and yell as loud as I can to see if it picks up. And sometimes it does.
The only guy I know, you get annoyed if it ignores you or does not know the song. You get a little perturbed.
You do. Everybody should know, hey, Betty, play Lucille by Little Richard. And they have said, well, we don't know what that song is.
That
and how
Alexa.
Do you not know in 2020?
First, her name is Alexa. It's not Betty. And
that's where I went wrong.
I have her trained. So when I live at home at night and I go to sleep, it's like nobody there to comfort me. And I go, Alexa, good night. And they'll say, good night, Mike. Sleep tight or something. There's really a nice connection I've been having with my Alexa unit.
We have to look into that.
Yeah, you might want to start this. Pretty good. Because you got the 58-inch TV.
My voice and my thoughts, as feeble as they are, are the last thing I want to hear echo in my head at night when I turn the lights off. I don't want to hear someone say, good night, Fred. I don't want to hear that.
Here's the thing. Fred's only TV, because he had that big Wayne Gretzky model. He and Wayne got the state-of-the-art TVs years ago. I mean, these were monsters. They weighed 5,000 pounds. I think
it had wheels on them.
It had wheels. That's the only way you could get it out of the house. And so you had that there, and you decided, I can understand why. You said, I don't want anything in the living room. That thing was like it took care of the living room. And so then you put your TV up in your bedroom, and it's like nobody really wants to come over to your place and lay on the bed next to you to watch a TV game. So
I don't invite people into my bedroom.
Thank you.
Let alone you. Yeah,
I had to go up there and repair the clicker, as you call it, because you,
yes.
And this is a common condition, but especially for former NFL legends, Fred, hold up your thumb. You got a pretty big thumb there. That's an all-pro defensive end thumb. And you must have really used some leverage when you were changing channels. You get a little annoyed. You must really press on that thing.
I'm very delicate.
No, I don't think so.
I hold it like this. I hold it like that. There's the thumb right there.
And that thumb is like a vice. It's like a vice.
That's all I do.
It looks very – you watch on TV here on Roku and on Facebook Live and Twitch and wherever else we're being broadcast. You can see this. But Fred actually – wore out the clicker, the channel changer, so that it would only channel change down and not necessarily up.
I had to get to channel 2. Yes. I had to back.
Yeah.
I had to back through 1,600 stations.
That's true.
To come back around. It wouldn't go forward.
So these guys here from Spectrum brought brand new cable boxes, and you mentioned they brought clickers, also known as remote controls, that are interchangeable between both of your sets. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
You're very excited about this.
I am.
In a candy store, and thank you again to Gail for sending us the candy so you can chomp away.
Go ahead.
I will during the next break.
I'm going to take a whole bag home and just have fun tonight watching my new TV.
And changing the channels.
I'm going to have my clicker here, like this. The thumb. I'll be exercising the thumb.
Yeah.
Kit Kats over here.
Yep.
Clicker over here. And just go through the stations.
Now, the only thing that annoys you, because you live in Southern California, which is kind of a melting pot, so you got your Spanish stations and your Asian stations, and you got Armenian channels up there and everything. You like to skip those because obviously you don't speak the language. You don't want to watch them, right?
Contrary to popular belief.
Oh, really? There's a change here?
No.
Yeah?
There are some stations, regardless of Armenian, Spanish, Japanese. There's a couple of Japanese stations.
You like them?
That are hilarious because there's one program, and I have no idea what it's about, except it's got a bunch of little kids in it, and they've got Japanese parents talking to the kids, and the kids are now telling the parents what to do. It's a lot of fun.
So you watch that?
I watch that a lot.
See, my great dad, when he was alive, loved Westerns. And for a while, they cut Westerns out of TV for a long period of time. So he would come to my house, and all of a sudden, I'd hear a lot of Spanish coming out. And he was a little hard of hearing, but he would be watching because the Spanish channels would have the Westerns on there, and he'd be watching them.
I'm telling you, there are some 30s Mexican cowboy movies that were hilarious. They were excellent, great cinematography, beautifully shot, and I really enjoy those types of things. I just don't get enough of them. And one of the things that I balk at signing up for Netflix is that it doesn't carry really the things I like film noir, different types of
Netflix carries Hunter, by the
different
way.
Different types of channels for a Western.
And you have Netflix now on your TV, your cable.
Yeah, I do. I do have that.
The thing about the Western movies, you know, there's always the same sort of scenario. So even if you don't speak the language it's on, it's like there's always a hero and then his sidekick who falls into the water trough all the time. And so I would be listening upstairs, and all of a sudden,
his name would be Pancho.
I'd hear Pancho fall in, and you hear a water splash, and then you hear mucho agua, and then you'd know that he fell into the water trough.
Yeah,
it was great.
Say, let's go, Pancho, let's go. Cisco.
And that was the Cisco kid.
That was great. That's right.
That's good. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a little break. I hope you're enjoying all the sports news. I guess we should get into it here the next thing. We got lots.
Maybe. There's not a lot going on.
There is a lot. There's a lot to talk about here on the show today. There really is. We're going to take a little break. And again, thanks to Pam for sending us the new raspberry cream Kit Kats. If you can find these in dark chocolate, that's your favorite, right?
Dark chocolate Kit Kats. Yeah,
those are
good.
Hard to find. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us, Coast to Coast, Channel 211 XM Sirius, Sports Byline, CRN Talk. We'll be back.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing Vector Vest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only legendary Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're here with you every week at this time on CRN Talk. Check it out at crntalk.com, sports byline, radio stations across the country, Sirius XM Channel 211, and talking about the events of the week. So this coronavirus thing, everybody getting real nervous about this now. They're canceling, you know, some confabs around the country or whatever, and it's now affecting sports. The NFL monitoring the coronavirus, and they're a little concerned. There's one game, Chicago State University. This is not an NFL team, obviously, a university team. They've canceled a pair of home games for their women's basketball team, and they've scrapped a two-game road trip for their men's basketball team against opponents from the Western Athletic Conference. Apparently, Chicago State, their athletics, views their decision as a reaffirmation of commitment to a well-being, health, and safety of their student-athletes. Now, the other thing is they've got about 2,025 people enrolled in the school. The men's team has a current record of 4 wins and 25 losses. The women's team has 1 win and 26. That may have something to do with it as well. I don't know, Fred. Cancellation of some of the games.
Well, 1 and 26.
It's tough. Now, you were mentioning a little bit at the beginning of the show about the fist bumps. And the NBA, they have been recommending now that teams, in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak, the players should utilize fist bumps over high fives with fans and avoid taking items like pens and balls and jerseys to autograph, according to a memo they put out. ESPN discovered this. And some other concerns they have being addressed in the NBA front office is the possibility that pre-draft combines, on-site workouts, international scouting events should become more limited in scope or even be canceled because of the possible escalation of the coronavirus
this
outbreak.
This is such a bell ringing. This is a politic that is you want to get the citizenry rattled because it's an election year. That's what the, that's
is that what it is?
That's what this is about, in my view.
You could be. You could be right.
You know, look, there's people. You know how many people die in this country every year of just the plain flu?
Yeah, I know. Lots more.
60,000 people.
Yeah.
Well, 60,000 people will not be dead because of this virus.
We hope not. That's
well,
true,
well, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And fist bumping. Don't shake hands. Don't say hi. Don't look over there. Don't. I can see not sneezing on somebody or sneezing or being around a people in a crowded area, confined for, you know, like a subway or an elevator or in public places. I can understand that. But you would do the same thing if no matter what it was, a flu season. I turn my head away from people in an elevator because there's people in there coughing and sneezing.
I might do that to you. Yeah. Got to turn that head over. But it's true. You have to protect yourself. Now, Major League Baseball, they don't have any plans yet to cancel or postpone games over the coronavirus problems here, but they no plans now, but they're still looking at this thing because in case there's more of an outbreak, and they are dealing with possible complications in the coming months. According, they had a memo. ESPN again got this. The memo distributed Tuesday morning to hundreds of high-ranking baseball officials outlined some suggested preparations for teams. One of those was H, but that's another story. Among the recommendations, according to the memo, players should avoid taking balls and pens directly from fans, just like the NBA said, to sign autographs. And that, especially in spring training, they should opt out against handshakes, maybe the fist bump there as well, too. Teams are opening the lines of communications with local public health authorities. Front offices are consulting with a local infectious disease specialist who can serve as a conduit to health officials. And medical personnel are ensuring that all players have received the 2019-2020 flu vaccine or up to date on other vaccinations.
Well, look, you know, you're already too close to me. You're about 12 feet away from me right now.
I'll turn my head. Go ahead.
No, wait a minute. But seriously, you're already too close to me. We're in a confided studio here. We're talking into microphones. I think for the last part of the show, I'm going to go out in the hallway.
I'll just blow it.
I'm going to do the show from the hallway and yell it into you, whatever the question
is. It is kind of annoying when you're with somebody and they're and coughing all the time. That's a problem.
Yeah, I tell people, not only cover yourself up. I try like heck not to be around people if I'm so inclined to be coughing and, always clearing your throat.
Stay at home if you get sick, too. That's a big recommendation.
You know something? One of the things that people should do. You may have to go to Chinatown to get this stuff, but you can get some of this Chinese herbs. It comes in little bottles, and it's topical. You know, you can put it on for cuts and burns and scrapes, and you put it in water, and you snort it.
What?
You snort it into your nasal cavities.
Is it like one of those? What about that massage thing they advertise on TV where it pumps the water through your nose?
That's vulgar. You don't need to do that.
Well, you're snorting Chinese herbal stuff in your nose.
This is in place of that.
Yes.
You put this in your hand, in your palm of your hand, mm-hmm. in the shower, and you snort it, and you keep snorting it, and it burns like a son of a gun, and it gets. And believe me, once you do that.
Yes.
You'll now know any time you get a sniffle or any type of a headache or any type of runny, swollen eyes, you do that, it gets right rid of it.
On behalf of the Fred Dreyer Show and all of our stations, please check with your medical doctor.
No, you don't have to. No, you don't.
Here's the thing.
Snort some herbs. That's all I'm telling
you. Fred Dreyer, you speak with intelligence, and you're a very sharp guy, but if the coronavirus broke out in Wuhan, China there, would you go to Chinatown right now? Now I'm going to stay the hell out of there. I'm not going around anywhere.
I don't need to go to Chinatown. I got my cabinet at home.
Oh, well, there you go. You didn't tell us that.
Well, I'm always prepared.
Now, Theo Epstein, the Cubs and the Cardinals, he's talking about the London series. That's going to be a big one coming up this year. And so travel, big crowds, coronavirus concerns. Major League Baseball has set up a task force to look at this certain things being flagged. And there's this big second London series coming up this year featuring the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Are they going to play over there?
Yeah, they haven't canceled it yet. But the Chicago Tribune spoke up to Theo Epstein, the Cubs president, and said that... it could be postponed.
That's an owner's gaffe. You know.
Well, yeah.
We have a great game, and we want to make more money. So we're going to take our great game around the world. Just relax, stay home, and play. You know, your 200 games a year at home, and make your $18 billion you make a year. That's all. And the people who are taking dope, get rid of them. And it's that simple. And owners that cheat. You take the team away from them.
Oh, we'll talk about that, too. Stay with us here. It's in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Meanwhile, back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer, went over to the old email bag. And is it time for an email? There we go. Two buzzes means time to read the emails. Lauren says, look what I got for a late Christmas gift. Hashtag Hunter car. Did you keep that car after the series?
You know something, Lauren? It's a great question. I love that car. It was a 78 Dodge Satellite. 440 cubic inch, four barrel, with a 411 posit traction. I save this to all the hot rod fans out there. A posit traction rear end, and this thing would burn rubber. Just get in it and just stomp on the gas pedal, and you would burn rubber all the way down the road.
Did you get to keep it?
It was a forest green one, and there were about four of them because they were various cars that were made to stunt and to crash and bang around. But the one that I used a lot all the time is the one I was trying to get. See if they would sell it to me, and the people at Steve Cannell's company thought it would not be a good idea for me to buy this car, or to sell it to me. But it was a terrific, fun car to be in, and of all the cars that I've driven, and I've driven a lot of them, this was one of the most fun automobiles to have. They made a. I wish I had the merchandising aspect.
Oh, yeah.
Of this thing, because I would be very curious to see how that thing sold in resale. But she's holding up a nice little box of with the forest green Dodge 78 Dodge Satellite. It was just a great car, and I'm glad you think of it as much as I do. Thank you.
Andrea said, I was a Hunter fan big time as a kid. I would fall asleep on the couch watching it. So how about that?
Yeah, thank you. I so did I.
Pamela says, nice action photo of Fred about to sack Roger Staubach. Mr. Dreyer definitely chased down some of the all-time great quarterbacks in his career. That's pretty good, a picture of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing that, huh?
Being held again.
Yep. So that's pretty good. Pam Watson says, loved you playing Hunter. Too bad the show didn't last longer. Your radio show is good, too. What do you think should be done with the Astros organization? That's the question.
What should I do? I think it should all of the ownership collectively, 29 teams, should get together, have a press conference, and demand that their brethren, their team, lighting guys, sell the team.
Yeah. Write to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
You're not good.
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break, and No one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile Super Fast Network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. The one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan, Sultan of safeties. 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter. This is amazing. And this is the man that did it, the legend here, the iconic actor. And just a lot of stuff going on. Back in the day, there were a lot of, you had a lot of strange players in the NFL, but not like they have these days. It seems like there's more problems. This Muhammad Wilkerson has been arrested for driving while intoxicated. Now, last year, this guy, he's a defensive lineman. He was expected to have multiple contract offers while he was going to go to free agency. And instead, he gets arrested for a DWI during the offseason, never played in 2019. Now, he's been arrested again. Raises questions on whether he's done in the NFL. What do you think, Fred Dreyer?
What, he's been arrested twice for drunk driving?
Yeah, he's arrested this week by New Jersey State Police, charged with the DWI, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And a first-round pick of the Jets in 2011. He spent 7 years with the Jets. Then he signed with Green Bay. He played in 2018 there. He was a Pro Bowl a performer in 2015. He's only 30 years old. He's now been out for a year and a half. And so is he going to play again? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know what league. Maybe he can go to the new XFL league and flop around over there for $49,000.
Well,
because he's not going to be making $18, $15, $10, $12 million playing pro football anymore because he's irresponsible and he's a drunk. And I don't want to be an owner of any business, let alone football, and come to work and realize that one of my employees has mowed down a citizen
while driving under the influence,
while drunk, and yeah. And so, you know, hell with that guy. There should be more of a commentary by owners for people like this. This is a guy who hasn't learned his lesson. He's done it once. He didn't learn the lesson. He was suspended. He's done it again. He's now out of football for a year and a half, and he's now cycled up on a free agency opportunity, which I don't believe anybody will sign him and take a chance on him because there's a lot of people. You learn one thing, ladies and gentlemen, that no matter who you are, no matter what your pedigree is, no matter what you think you are, you're replaceable. Hmm. And especially in that sport, Barry Bonds retired, and the league just went on without missing a beat. And people come and go in this league, and this guy Wilkerson, Muhammad Wilkerson, has been given a God's blessing. All these guys are. You can look at the combine here this last week or so, where in Indianapolis, where these guys who are huge, these guys 300-pound guys running a 4.5, 4.5 40, guys who are great athletes who are being drafted on their potential, and then they get an opportunity, they get a chance in life. And they, whether it's a good team, a bad team, or in between, but they get a great opportunity in life to earn their way and earn a great living and to help their family and so forth and so on. And what do they do with it? There was a cornerback several years, 20 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, It was with the Rams in Anaheim, and he was running cocaine with a couple of the cheerleaders as pack mules.
Yeah,
and he was making like $1 million to play cornerback, but he would rather do dope, and that's what these guys are doing. This guy's in jail, by the way, and while he was in jail, this Ram cornerback, he put a hit out on a judge. So they gave him life.
Unbelievable.
They gave him life. That wasn't enough
He won't even show up at the XFL. There's no way on that.
This guy's not showing up anywhere. He's lucky if he can get out of a cell and go to jail.
You mentioned that Muhammad Wilkerson should probably try the XFL. Matt Elam was playing for the he was with the NFL, first-round draft pick, playing for the XFL's DC Defenders, and four games with the team, and they cut him. Apparently, the Defenders were losing 25-0 to Tampa Bay, but he seemed to be the only Defenders player who actually wanted to play defense and had a team-high 12 combined tackles. But he's no longer playing there, so maybe there is a spot for Muhammad Wilkerson.
Yeah, right. But not. He should go over to Europe and see if he can, be a bouncer at a bar on the Mediterranean somewhere.
If they're going to play in Europe now, because coming up we will be talking somewhat here today on the show about the coronavirus updates and things of that nature, too.
Fist bump.
You can't do those anymore, as we mentioned. There's a lot of stuff going on. Stay with us here. Don't forget to email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred will be reading emails today. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I get excited when I hear this kind of stuff going. It makes me want to just get into my own instruments here. That's good. See, I can play the trash can.
That was a fastball?
Yeah.
Was that fastball? Yeah, that's fastball.
Jose
that's
Altuve
three.
Got
that's
me.
Three. That was three. That's fastball.
Oh, what?
Who could it be? Come on in.
Getting a knock on the door here.
It's Mike Gary.
What Mike? Are you on here, Mike Gary, when you come in here? This one, I think, is yeah. There we go. Mike Gary, ladies and gentlemen, our operations director, manager extraordinaire here, who knocks on the door and comes in. What's on your mind this week in the Sports Lounge?
Oh, I'm very happy to be here. One Daryl Morey had some interesting comments to say about how the NBA is being broadcast these days. He claims that the broadcasters are not being fair, and they are, quote-unquote, old men who don't understand a new game.
What do you think of that, Fred?
Well, in reference to what?
Tell him, Mike.
Daryl Morey, he's the king of analytics. He comes from a non-sports background. He comes from a mathematics background, and he thinks the three-point shot is the future of the NBA.
Yeah, and so he's saying that the people, he said that the many television broadcasters, they sort of like trash talk teams or whatever, and they're not talking about they're shooting not enough three-pointers. Is that it? He likes the three-pointers?
He thinks, actually, that the three-point shot is the best shot in all of basketball, and I understand we might have some commentary from
the best shot all the time?
That's what he said. Well, he likes that. And Charles Barkley found out about it, and Charles had a comment.
I'm not worried about Daryl Morey. He's one of those idiots who believe in analytics. First of all, I've always believed analytics was I never mentioned the Rockets as a legitimate contender because they're not. And listen, I wouldn't know Daryl Morey if he walked in this room right now.
Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Houston Rockets.
Morey.
Yeah, okay, yeah, really? Yeah.
Not Morey.
So the rationale is that, you know, most teams shoot 50% on two-point shots. Most teams shoot 40% on three-point shots. So if you do the math, actually, some might say that the three-point shot is a more efficient way of scoring than the two-point shot.
Not all the time, though.
That's
well,
100%
does true. Does Daryl Morey make does his teammates and make his players shoot three-pointers?
Absolutely. The Houston Rockets, under Daryl Morey's leadership,
yeah. They've won so many championships with that philosophy.
Yeah.
You know?
So
look, the next thing you know you're going to say is that seven-footers are now obsolete. And we don't throw the ball into the post anymore as it is. And so all you do is just take and shoot shots. That philosophy will soon be changed once teams decide to go to full court press. Once you go to a full court press in pro basketball, once you have a couple of these little gnat-sized guys just buzzing around, the guys taking the ball out, that'll change too.
So that Morey also is saying that if you watch the telecast on TV, he's upset that the announcers are hate watching their own game. He says you tune in and they'll be like, well, what's happening here? They're shooting too many three-pointers. Back in my day, blah, blah, blah. And he says, hey, if you watch the NFL and Tony Romo was saying, oh, this passing is not going to work. Where's that cloud of dust? Where is it? Literally, it's the whole game. And so he's upset that the announcers are speaking out against the three-pointers.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, because they're criticizing his style of basketball. But also, I think he's being a bit unfair. I mean, announcers in all sports, especially in an 82-game season, they have to make hay out of anything. And so, of course, they're going to opine about this kind of stuff.
Well, you don't need a coach then on the sideline. You don't need to draw.
Well, the owner's going to do
it for you.
You
don't need to draw plays. You don't need to do a lot of stuff.
Daryl will do
it. It's just like, who could shoot three-pointers? Then you get the ball. It's going to be – you know what it's going to be? Every game is going to be relegated to an all-star philosophy, 168 to 165. That'll be every game. People will go home. I won't watch that. I never watched it because nobody plays defense and it's stupid. And I don't care who wins those games anyway.
Well, Morey also likes it. Is it the Elam ending where you kind of pick a score or something? Like it was created by a college professor who hated the way the games ended with a drawn out ending. So like what they did in the All-Star game is they found out what the average point score was at the third quarter, and then they added 24 points to that for Kobe Bryant's jersey, and then whoever scored that amount of points was the winner.
Yeah,
you like
look,
that, Fred?
It's, yeah, right.
That seems like
it's,
something you
it's,
would get
it's,
behind.
It's, thanks, Mike. Thank you for knocking.
Thank you, Mike, for bringing that up. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with 5-10 guys on the court?
Yeah.
And none of them playing defense. I mean, you can the game will go any way you want.
Houston. I'm telling you, this guy Morey is the Houston Rockets owner, and then you got Crane, the Houston Astros owner. They should get together.
Yeah, they should.
Knew nothing about
that.
They
should fix the game.
Yeah, it's really something. What was that story there? The Blue Jays, Ken Giles, is saying that he's willing to give back his 2017 Astros World Series ring.
Well, good. Just do it. Don't announce it.
He's on Toronto, and he said his time with the Houston Astros overlaps with the sign-stealing scheme. And he said he told the Toronto Star that he was completely unaware of sign stealing. He says, I was not aware about anything, but I'm willing to return my World Series ring. Whatever they ask, I would oblige because this was going
to
be.
Why do you have to ask?
Yeah, he should just return it, right?
Exactly.
See, I can't believe that he knew nothing about it with
That's
trash
right.
cans
there
banging
you
it.
You
know
go.
What I'm talking
there
about,
you
huh?
Go. That means you're completely asleep.
Hey, Ken, what's that going on? Do you hear that trash can in the background there? Here, let me put this inside your glove here to give you a little. There you go. There we got
Sounds
you.
Sounds like a Rocky movie where Rocky's hitting the speed bag.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this whole sign stealing thing is out of hand.
Yeah, and
right
all
now.
The people now coming out of the woodwork who are saying, you know, I didn't realize that what was going on. Could you fill me in? Tell me what was happening out there.
Owner Jim Crane said he didn't know anything
about
it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, take that Jim Crane, you know, after you give him about 15 minutes of slap session and take that team away from him.
That's it.
That is the most egregious thing yet.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt.
In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Back, final segment here of the Sports Lounge with yours truly, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. So Fred, in spring training, Mookie Betts comes from Boston, now with the Dodgers, traded there along with David Price. And he gets into the locker room on the first day and throws a message out and came out strong and let his new team know that this year has to be a different one for Los Angeles. And A.J. Pollock said he thought it was awesome, a great message. It impacted our camp. Justin Turner, who's also a team leader, it's a surprise a lot of people. You don't see a guy coming into a clubhouse not knowing too many guys, set up basically challenging the team to be accountable. And basically, Mookie is saying that this has got to be a season that will be remembered forever in L.A. In other words, go all the way and win the series. What do you think?
I think that's a great message. And that it's one way of bridging and bringing a team together early in the season, so there's no doubts about what is said, what is not said. You know, a lot of times, you know, in the locker room, there's things that are implied, things that aren't said, things that should be said, and then there's things there that once they're said, it unites people and brings them together. It sounds like this was one of them.
Yep, did good. Chipper Jones, by the way, has joined ESPN as a major league analyst, and he's got going to do opening day on March 26th, the Dodgers and the Giants, and he's got an opening day weekend. He's going to be doing the Yankees at Tampa Bay, and they say he's a pretty good guy, well-known Hall of Famer, good credentials, but he's got a lot of good stories that he tells.
Well, yeah, I would imagine he would be. Yeah.
So we might be looking for that. That's he's going to be on ESPN doing all that good
stuff. Oh, very good. Yeah, he's a hell of a player. Was he one of the only great, real great Hall of Fame switch hitters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not too many switch hitters anymore, as you mentioned, too. Yeah. That's really something. All right, don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com, Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Yes, Mr. Crane has to divest the team.
We'll see you next week. Get rid of the Astros. Sell it out from under Crane. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.